It seems you can find a competition for anything. Yesterday in Chicago, fleets of librarians competed against each other, performing dance routines with their metal book carts. And Chicago Public Radio's Gabriel Spitzer had a front row seat.
Picture the stereotype of a librarian. Horn-rimmed glasses, hair in a bun, finger to lips stubbornly shushing. Now, picture the opposite of that.
What you have here are sexy black pants with a gold stripe down the side, some bedazzled Elvis tops complete with collar, cape, and cummerbund, all in a flashy LeMay gold.
Mari Bales and her Pittsburgh Steel City Kings are one of five teams at the American Library Association's annual conference for the finals. This sport is sort of like cheerleading, if cheerleaders pushed around book carts at their day jobs.
Sometimes when you're pushing them along and you have that urge to go faster or that urge to, like, spin and be flashy, well, it's exactly like when you're in the grocery store and you just want to run and hop on your buggy and kind of ride it down the aisle.
The teams have developed themes, music, costumes. Gretchen Rolchin and her teammates from Baraboo, Wisconsin, say they've cooked up some sweet moves.
Wheelies, propeller,
the daisy wheel,
the caped wonder.
Rolchin is 62 with neon blue hair, and she doesn't look the least bit out of place.
There's a stereotype that librarians are boring, and I think they want to change that stereotype to librarians are crazy.
That's Mo Willems. He and fellow children's author John Cheska are today's MCs. He says as book cart athletics get more competitive, not everyone plays clean.
Steroids.
No kidding. Doping allegations.
It is. That's been the big scandal this year.
Every one of the 600-plus seats is full. Each team rolls out its routine. The Des Plaines, Illinois cartwheels go with the Grease theme and Pink Lady and T-Bird get-ups.
The fully attached circles. I've never seen an international competition.
The librarians maneuver their carts into elaborate formations. They link up in long trains and turn intricate choreography.
Joe, what do you got?
9.2!
Oak Park, Illinois makes the day's most dramatic entrance, complete with swords, breastplates, and Viking horns.
It's building.
As the dust settles, the judges tabulate the score. It's a shocker.
We have a tie.
What?
We have a tie.
How is that possible?
Math.
Oh.
The room falls silent, awaiting a verdict from the judges.
We're going with Oak Park as number one.
The Valkyries mount their winner's gold book cart in triumph. A moving victory, even for veteran commentators Mo Willems and John Cheska.
You know what? Librarians rock. These people have actually rehearsed this.
Yeah. I honestly did get goosebumps when the Valkyries came out. It was just like, oh my God.
With the champions chosen, the MCs left the crowd with an important message. Support your local libraries and the crazy people who work there. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Spitzer in Chicago.